Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through our region's history. Today, we're on Ewing Street, and our tour takes up the story of the Ewing family, who was important to the Indian trade and land speculation on the Midwestern frontier. When one of Fort Wayne's founders, Alexander Ewing, died in 1826, his sons decided to sell most of the land of Ewington, or Ewing Park, which marks the southernmost part of this first westward expansion of Fort Wayne. Their plan was to gain capital for their fur trading ventures and their other land speculations. In these fields, two of the brothers, George Washington and William G. Ewing, had few equals. They formed the W.G. and G.W. Ewing Company that dealt in furs and the Indian trade. This company became so powerful in the region east of the Mississippi that it was the equal of the great American Fur Company of John Jacob Astor. Successful at every turn, the brothers were aggressive businessmen. Hugh McCulloch, their contemporary, once said that he had rarely met their equals in business capacity or general intelligence. But, he continued, very few have I known who had less real enjoyment of life. Enterprising, laborious, adventurous men they were, but so devoted to business, so persistent in their pursuits of gain, that they have had no time to enjoy the fruits of their labors. So prominent had the Ewing brothers become in the fur trade, which in the 1830s was largely stirred by the great popularity of raccoon pelts in the fashion world, they engaged in a veritable trade war with Astor's powerful fur trading company. In fact, the Ewings vowed in 1838 to carry on the conflict as a war of extermination of their competitors. The stakes were high. Even as late as 1840, just a few months' catch of furs in the Ewing's Fort Wayne store alone was worth $40,000, a princely sum at the time. The war went on until 1843, and in the end, the Astor Company lost the struggle in the Midwest. As fur trading declined, the Ewings turned to land and to the distasteful business of Indian removal. Their land speculations in Chicago and St. Louis earned them millions. However, the Ewing name is not revered among the Potawatomi Indians. In the 1840s, the U.S. government put into effect a policy of removing the Indians from the five states of the old Northwest Territory, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin, to lands in the underdeveloped West, to Kansas and Oklahoma. Because the government had no agency to carry out this removal on its own, it contracted with private interests to do the work. The rate was $55 per Indian delivered to the Western reservations. All expenses for travel, food, clothing, and care had to be paid out of this allowance. Contractor profits came from the savings on these costs. The Ewings played a large role, especially in the deportation of the Potawatomi in what came to be known as the Trail of Death. Nevertheless, the Ewings did much to make possible the successful growth of Fort Wayne. In the years after the closing of the fort in 1819, the sole attraction at the Three Rivers was the government annuity payments to the Indians of the region. There was little agriculture and no industry. Fur traders like Samuel Hanna, Francis Comparet, and the Ewing brothers made it possible for the community to survive during the difficult years of the 1820s, 30s, and 40s to become a city. Alexander Ewing's oldest son, Charles, was the first lawyer to come to Allen County, and he was named the first county prosecutor. Charles also helped to establish the town's first newspaper, the Sentinel, and by 1837 was chosen to be president of the circuit court. It seems that there's always so much to see and learn in and about our community, but we're out of time for now. This is Tom Castaldi, and I look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.